Hello, Elaine. How are you? Keeping well?
Hi, Noel. How are things? I'm very well, thank you.
It's great. I think the weather has everybody cheered up no end.
I know. It's fantastic, yeah. It's been amazing.
Now, you have some sustainable development and summer courses for our young people and the people looking for things to do, but I'm sure there's some of them come and gone because you're always busy all the year round.
Yeah. I suppose we've got the big things that we're working on at the moment and that we've happening. We've got our children's summer camps, and they're called Eco Explorers, and they're for children aged between 4 and 12, and they I suppose get to come into the city centre, into the greenhouse, and do environmental and eco activities, and then we bring them around the city, and we look at the parks of the city and look at nature in the city. So really trying to encourage young people and children to get interested in nature and biodiversity in the city. So that's one thing that we're running, and that's been busy at the moment. And then we've got a number of different programs, a number of different courses that we're running. We have we've an accredited sustainable development course coming up this week, so that's mainly for adults, anyone interested in sustainable development. It's a FITAC accredited course, and people can get involved with that. And then we have a number of other activities. We've got some teen camps as well that we're running in August, so really trying to work with teenagers as well. So all in all, very busy as usual.
Yes, and indeed people can look up your website, ecounesco.ie.
That's right. It's
just for, I just want to mention there as you're talking, because I was down at the Rose Festival in St. Anne's on Saturday, and I found that when people mention, say, sustainable energy, or they mention biodiversity, especially young people, the sort of questioning look comes in their head. Now, that's a little bit too much. You know, they don't understand, and it's not that complicated what the word actually means and what it's all about and how much involved it can get become in a concrete jungle, like Dublin has become as well.
Yes, yeah, and I suppose that's the, it was one of the reasons when we were coming up with our content ideas for say even the summer camp this year now, which the children's camp has the theme of biodiversity, you're trying to build awareness of, like you're saying, it's biodiversity. It's all about the plants and animals. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it is. Mm-hmm. And so it's to try to raise awareness that even within your city, there's lots of plants and animals. I mean, I look out and you can see butterflies flying around, and you have your plants, and you go to the parks, and there's a lot of biodiversity within the parkland and the park areas. Mm-hmm. But of course, people just aren't. Sometimes people aren't. They're not aware of it, or they don't. They don't look at it that closely,
Elaine, for interrupting you there. No, it's just I often got the feeling sometimes when you mention it, eyes glaze over and that. But a good news for future people going in, I know they're a bit young yet, but I saw kids 4 to 5 and they did a great archaeology dig in St. Anne's on Saturday. And the amount of kids that were queuing up, there was no, I didn't see any parents, maybe the kids were sent over. But you could see the interest in the kids as the guy was telling them what he was actually doing with the archaeology dig. And that's the way to start, isn't it, though, with kids that young?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that, like I was saying, one of the things we're doing, we're going out and doing some simple field studies. So we do pootering, and then they get to do bug safaris, looking for different bugs and that. And so you really are trying to kind of encourage them at that age. And I must say now, some of the older ones, we have run our teen camps. We started running teen camps last year, and we did a really nice workshop series. One of them was Exploring Energy. And then we did a really nice camp, which was last year it was for a Heritage Week. And that was really looking at biodiversity as part of natural heritage. So we did a whole week-long camp where they did activities and went out and did field trips to different parts of the city. So mm-hmm. one day they went to visit the River Liffey, the next day they went out to Bull Island, and they went down to the canal. So another day looked at parklands. So the feedback from that was really, really positive. The teenagers mm-hmm. loved it. And I think what we did with that was that we mix it. We do those activities, we do the outdoor activities, and then we, at the end of the week, we also asked them to create a film, a short film, or an advertisement for biodiversity. And they did that as well. So it was kind of mixing the outdoor education, the experiential, and then bringing it back and using kind of, I suppose, a bit of popular culture as well, and using kind of popular media and getting them involved with that. So the feedback was excellent. from our teen camp. So I suppose it's using those type of, you know, trying to use different methods with young people, trying to meet them where they're at as well, I think is really important.
Okay, people can look up ecounesco.ie for everything about this. Just to mention as well, that in case people are saying, okay, well, I mean, that time doesn't suit me or that length, but you also have you have accredited evening courses, you also have short courses for people.
That's
to suit
right.
all tastes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have the Sustainable Development course that I mentioned is a FITAC accredited course. So that runs over, actually the intensive course of that runs over 4 days. So we have 2 days this week and then we have 2 days in August of that particular course. Then we have evening course starting in September. So we have our Sustainable Development evening course and we have short courses on environmental education in August. So anyone interested in any of those, just please do log on to our website, ecounesco.ie, and have a look and see if there's anything that you're interested in.
Okay, and you can book online as well.
Everything yes, I can book online.
Okay, everything technology these days, isn't it?
I know, that's it, yeah.
Listen, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I know you're a busy lady.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Noel.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye.
And you can look up ecounesco.ie for any information on all the courses. As I say, there's courses there to suit everybody, short, long, and anything to do with it you would want to know. Just look up ecounesco for all the information.